All right, the Whip Wake Up Show, 14 in front of 6 and 60 degrees. That's our starting temp today. I guess my first thought would be, it's 1 week till OneFest. We've been telling you about it for a year now. And it's the third year at the Fest Grounds in Kadot, bigger and better than ever. And again, go get your tickets, whip.com/OneFest, whip.com/OneFest. Can't wait to see you there. Broadcasting live a lot next Friday and Saturday, including the Whip Wake Up Show, 7 to 9 in the morning, 1 week from today. Also, a week from today is our whip.com/celebrations drawing for July from among all those celebrants we've learned about through whip.com/celebrations. Get us your celebrations. You guys are responding. I know our record was, I want to say, 54 in May. That's tough to beat. And we'll see if we can match or beat it in July. Meanwhile, today in history, it's the 205th day of the year, July 24th. On this day in 1974, anybody remember?
What I have stated from the beginning to be the truth has been the truth.
Yeah, the Supreme Court ruled that President Nixon had to turn over subpoenaed White House tape recordings to prosecutors investigating the Watergate scandal. And he was resigning the following month, actually. In 1978, New York Yankees manager Billy Martin was fired by team owner George Steinbrenner. Get this now. He was later rehired, then fired, then rehired another time and fired again. Yeah, three times. 1984, Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Terry Bradshaw retired on this day after leading the Steelers to 4 Super Bowls and 4 Super Bowl victories. 1998, yeah, 28 years ago today, Saving Private Ryan starring Tom Hanks and Matt Damon opened in theaters around the country. Steven Spielberg ended up winning the Oscar for Best Director. Now Matt Damon and, of course, The Odyssey, almost 30 years later. And this is the day 6 years ago that talk and game show host Regis Philbin died at the age of 88. And finally, our morning devotion from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love. Today titled, There's a Lot of Second Best Available, Just Walk By Like It Isn't Even There. Matthew 5:6, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Goff says, In-N-Out is a famous burger chain, and there are plenty of locations where I live in Southern California. If you've ever eaten there, you know it may not be the healthiest choice, but they have some of the best burgers on the planet, which is why many times I have faced the temptation to hit the drive-thru, even when there's a feast with friends or a wedding reception planned hours later. This usually happens when I skip lunch or get up extra early and my body is signaling for more fuel. Our hunger urges us to seek immediate satisfaction, and the apple we brought with us doesn't stand a chance next to a burger with everything on it. It proves a point. We easily settle for second best when a feast is already prepared for us. Goff says we do this in a lot of other ways, too. We settle for work that doesn't inspire us because we want some fast cash. We settle for friends who put a wet blanket on our dreams and constantly bum us out, but they're available, so we keep inviting them into our lives. We settle for lives that fall far short of our imagination because short-term pragmatism wins out over long-term perseverance. We don't need to feel ashamed about our tendencies. All of us have settled for second best at some point in our lives. Goff says, I think it's part of being human. The only thing worse than settling for second best today is allowing shame to keep you there tomorrow. Final paragraph. The good news is this. There are always second chances. If the path you took overpromised and underdelivered, then get back to dreams that you started out with and let today be the day that you hold out for your God-given passion. You don't need to settle for second best anymore. Today's closing question, what have you been hungering for lately that isn't God's presence? What have you been hungering for lately that isn't God's presence? All right, whip.com/celebrations. That's where you share all your celebrations. Could be birthdays, anniversaries, work anniversaries, whatever it is. Share it with us. And we've got some that have done that today on this July 24th. In fact, three that I can find. One of them is Christina Hoffman telling us Levi Hoffman with his sixth birthday. Happy sixth birthday, Levi. And also Megan Peterson telling us about Molly's birthday today. Don't got much more info other than that it's her birthday. And then beyond that, Brianna in Menominee had told us about Evening Peter's birthday 2 days ago. Well, guess what? Evening's daughter, Jasmine, with her first birthday today. So happy first birthday to Jasmine. That just kind of flew by, didn't it, huh? All right. And again, the big drawing a week from today. Three drawings, right, we'll have for you here on the last day of the month with two of them for the Jim Bob's gift certificate for the restaurant at Market on the River in Chippewa Falls to be picked up here, those gift certificates. And then the grand prize drawing, six different businesses, starting with Victory Coffee House and Cafe at 1632 North Broadway. Open Tuesdays through Saturdays, 8 to 3. That's where you get the grand prize, including $50 gift card from Jim Bob's and Mainstream Boutique, an ice cream birthday cake, or $30 worth of candy from C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee and Rock Falls, the Viking Bowling Package for four in Viking Bowl in Colfax, and $30 for Dave's Drive-In in Chippewa Falls. So, again, wib.com/celebration. So, off to Facebook we go. Happy birthday to Allison Overstreet, the big 7-0 today. Dennis Agri, a great brother in the Lord who's done incredible work in Liberia and married one of Wisconsin's best, his wife, Vania, and Jennifer Mick, also with a birthday today. On the national scene, actor Robert Hayes from Airplane, 79. Michael Richards from Seinfeld, remember Kramer, he's 77. Linda Carter, still Wonder Woman at 75 today. Yeah, the old Wonder Woman TV show back in the day.
Yeah, good morning, WWIB. This is Randy Stanley. I'm wishing my grandson, Jacob Vandaloo, a happy 19th birthday today. Have a good day, Jacob. Bye-bye.
Absolutely, Jacob. We're sorry that's just a little bit tardy.
One, two, three, four. Happy birthday to all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too.
All right, time for another Film Friday conversation with our friend, award-winning screenwriter Andrea Polnasek, as she works to do the first of what she intends to be 10 movies in 10 years in Chippewa Falls, starting with a Christmas movie this fall, October to December in Chippewa Falls. Andrea, good morning.
Good morning.
Boy, some more exciting announcements this week. A couple more local producers added to the support for your Christmas movie.
Yeah, we have another local producer, Cook Chiropractic, who is a great champion of all things in our community in Chippewa Falls. Lona Cook is a local producer, and her dad, Joe Cook, and the Traditional Tree Farm is a local producer, as well as a location where we're going to film all of our tree farm scenes. So we're super excited, and the Traditional Tree Farm has a really special place in my heart because for the last 23 years, we have gone out and cut down our Christmas tree at that farm. We have pictures of our family growing up, and it's just such a special place with so many special memories.
I did not know about that connection, the family connection between the Traditional Tree Farm and Lona Cook, Cook Chiropractic. So there we go. All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's terrific. And thanks so much to them. And I saw you say on Facebook that if you had, you're down to needing 145 local producers, that you can green light the Pines in Chippewa Falls, your Christmas movie, if you get 150 of those. So you, the race is on, right?
That's right. So we have three ways that you can support the film financially. The local producer is $1,000 to credit at the end of the film. And if we have 150 local producers, we're greenlit and we're good to go. But we also have the opportunity to do brand integration and brand sponsorship, which would be your company being represented actually in the story. And that's a $10,000 brand sponsorship deal. And then there's the $25,000, which would be our executive producer level. And there's all kinds of fun perks you can check out on our website. Obviously, the $25,000, if we get those executive producers in place, we're greenlit even quicker, and that would be such a blessing. So I'd love the audience to consider being part financially of making the movie come to life.
Absolutely. Again, you can learn more at ChippewaFallsMovie.com, ChippewaFallsMovie.com. Click on support. You'll initially see about the executive producer and things, but as you click on the others, community producer and featured business partner, you see that again, the $1,000 donation for the local, $10,000 for the featured business partner, and then the $25,000. Now, it's interesting because we'll watch movies and we'll see a brand, and it will be great advertising, and that's no accident, right?
No, it is absolutely no accident. I just had someone talking to me about Coca-Cola. They make sure they know how many seconds you see that Coca-Cola label and how that translates into new customers. So it does make a difference, and we do notice those brands in films and television.
All right. Well, this is the time, again, with an intention to shoot between October and December, and here we are in late July. And so ChippewaFallsMovie.com is the place that people should go. And let's get this momentum and keep it going. Thanks so much, Andrea.
Thank you, Mark.
Well, today is an anniversary, Caleb.
It is indeed an anniversary with a Wisconsin connection.
Yeah, it's the 10th anniversary of I Love You, Dog.
Now, I've heard of Charlie Bit My Finger. This is a YouTube sensation that I haven't heard of, but I Love You, Dog is an Alaskan Malamute with a Wisconsin pet owner, and this Alaskan Malamute shows off a pretty unusual trick.
Yeah, the video apparently shows the two-year-old canine repeating her owner's profession of love. The owner says, I love you, and the two-year-old dog replies with, I love you.
Well, let's take a listen. Let's hear. Mishka, I believe, is the name of this Alaskan Malamute from Wisconsin. Let's hear, I love you, dog. This has 113 million views.
I love you. Mishka, I love you. Mishka, I love you. I love you. Mishka, I love you.
I love you. I love you.
Good. The last one. I could kind of buy the last one. Sure.
For sure. Wow. That's something.
113 million views, that Alaskan Malamute, Mishka, and yes, a Wisconsin connection. So today's the 10th anniversary of I Love You, Dog, way back, of course, in 2016.
Right here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Researchers figured out the exact number of hours you can be sedentary during the day before you increase your risk of developing cardiac problems. 10 hours.
Sounds like a study that would be funded by Netflix.
Yeah.
A report says the man who runs the IRS spied on colleagues when he worked his corporate finance job.
It's probably one of the reasons he got his job running the IRS.
No kidding.
Yale researchers found a better way to understand how brain cells properly communicate with each other.
Now, if someone could just figure out how couples can properly communicate with each other. Scientists have discovered a planet that has an atmosphere that could support life. The planet is around 5.5 trillion miles from Earth.
Close enough for Starbucks to be interested.
Indeed.
Researchers say an ancient species of ape stood 10 feet tall.
10 feet tall, but they say that it would have been 11 feet tall if it had just listened to its mother and stopped slouching.
Stand up straight.
Studies say that hormones released during pregnancy and after birth might create long-lasting changes in the female brain. One of the changes may be a better sense of long-term memory.
So now, in addition to gaining weight, feeling tired, and getting sick, women will be able to remember it all even longer.
Oh, dear.
And finally, Americans waste bananas more than any other food.
It's probably because the bananas don't come pre-sliced in plastic and taste like nacho cheese.
That's the latest.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
Well, it was a little different week here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Scott was in for Caleb Monday and Tuesday, but we had a couple of different contests. What did it all sound like? Here's the best of the week in 3+ minutes. Brandon Heath turning 48 today.
Give me your eyes for just 1 second.
Good morning. This is Ron from Hawkins. Over the weekend, we went to the Mardi Gras up by Ladysmith, and then we went to Lac du Flambeau fishing up by Hayward. And today is my birthday, and thank you to WWIB for being such a great, blessed radio station.
Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing.
All right, so WIB Wake Up Show, Tuesday Trivia, WWIB. Scott's got the question.
18% of people say they've gone into debt after splurging on what?
Lori from New Auburn.
All right, Lori, what's the correct answer to 18% of us say we've gone into debt after splurging on what?
I'm guessing vacations.
Vacations. What makes you say that?
I just think people overspend.
On vacations, yeah, this time of the year.
Yeah,
could that be
like, let's eat out. We don't want to cook.
Yeah, right. And all of a sudden, just kind of like Christmas, right? You kind of splurge on that. And right. So, well, could that be it?
It is. Ding, ding, ding. Okay, I wanted to make it a little bit easier than you guys, like you and Caleb, but I made it way too easy, I guess, today. But that's congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Give me your love for humanity.
Your wife, Jeannie, is from Green Bay. I didn't know that.
She, Ashwaubenon, which is right there next to Green Bay. I mean, she grew up two blocks away from Lambeau Field, the frozen tundra. And yeah, cool story about my wife's family. The house that she grew up in recently was bought by head coach Matt LaFleur, and his dad is currently living in the house that she grew up in, which is kind of a cool.
That is
a little trivia question right there.
That's very cool.
So, yeah, and They totally gutted the house. It doesn't look anything like the 1970-ish house that it used to.
Uh-huh.
It's totally different on the outside. I don't know about the inside. I've been tempted to want to just go up and say, hi, my wife used to live here. Yeah. Can we take a tour of your house?
Yeah. Give me your arms with the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Welcome back, Caleb. Good to have you back.
Thank you. Happy birthday to Dawson today.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow, 25, man. I'll tell you what, it flies by.
Give me your heart for the ones forgotten.
What is this secret sound? Without further ado, we'll just play it for you. What is that?
Hi, it's Angie from Thorpe.
Angie, what do you think?
Well, it sounds to me, I'm a child of the 80s, like someone's doing a trick on a skateboard.
Ah. Okay, trick on a skateboard. I watched the McGee and Me skateboarding episode way back in the day and thought I could be a skateboarder, and I really couldn't. But is this a trick on a skateboard, Havel?
It's not, Angie, but thanks for playing along.
Give me your eyes so I can see, yeah.
And there we go, the best of the week. I intended to include the winner in there and didn't get it then, so my apologies.
Here's the thing, Brandon Heath kind of all throughout that.
Yeah.
Wishing him a speedy recovery because apparently he dislocated his shoulder very, very badly.
Oh, no.
I've been seeing that on social media. I think it was some sort of a camp event. He was being silly, jumped into a kiddie pool, dived into a kiddie pool, tried to break his fall as he dived into that very shallow kiddie pool and dislocated his shoulder. And then he posted video of him on pain meds in the hospital saying, apparently I sing Michael Jackson medleys when I'm on pain meds.
Wow.
So he said it was the worst pain he's ever experienced. So
man, I didn't know
speedy recovery to Brandon Heath.
Yes, for sure.